Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team at Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how's everything going?
Very well.
Yep. Are you ready yet?
Yeah, we're all done.
You're all done.
Yeah, we're chomping at the bit. The house has been Griswolded.
Yes. Perfect.
The power grid is spinning. All my C9s are up.
Very, very good. Well, we have some folks back with us in the studio today. We have Mike Denslow with Wells Fargo Home Loans. Mike, welcome back.
Thanks, Lance.
And we have, as always, our local State Farm agent, Mr. Chad Ward. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Lance.
And are you ready? Is that the key?
Nowhere near ready.
Nowhere near ready. Let's get the show done and get back to getting ready. Well, I realized last week, Mike, at the end of the show, sorry I didn't do this, but missed giving you the full proper introduction. I kind of gave our other guest there the third degree last week with Dan Bruckman, but I let you escape under the radar. So kind of give us the goods to tell us a little bit about yourself, family, how long in Tri-Cities?
Yeah, no problem. Born and raised here, born at Our Lady of Lourdes. And raised my family here, went away to college, but besides that, been a Tri-City resident the whole time. My kids are now grown, got a daughter in college in Whitworth in Spokane, and my son, 19, and he's in the Air Force, and he's currently in South Korea, and he'll be transferring to Anchorage, Alaska here in about a month and a half. So we went over and saw him for Thanksgiving, and an awesome trip, and love the Tri-Cities, you know, involved with the Water Follies for years now, and you know, it's just, as I tell people who are looking to move here, you know, when they're calling on the phone, and, oh, we're moving from North Carolina, and, oh, well, this is just a great place to raise a family.
Well, that's fabulous. So another lifelong resident of the Tri-Cities.
Absolutely.
Well, fabulous. We appreciate that. And I also, from the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update and our family, we thank your son for his service. So that is a fabulous, fabulous thing.
Thanks, Lance.
Well, we have, we don't want to miss out on celebrity news and their properties. And boy, this one was a crazy one. Some people might have to dig back into the memory banks, but, we've got, singer R. Kelly in trouble again. He's, he's, you know, definitely known for a little trouble every now and then, but we focus on property here. And so the big thing we've got coming is, a short sale. Now, your normal short sale, a couple thousand, 10, 20,000 short. No, he's doing it upright. In fact, it looks like he purchased this place for $3.5 million. Actually tried to do last year what's known as a strategic foreclosure, meaning he knew that the value of the property had dropped probably in half. So what he did was he moved out of the mansion and stopped making payments in an effort to force the lender into doing a loan modification. Because if everything's great, you're making all your payments, no problem, right? But they don't really like to modify rich singers that they think they can get the money back out of.
Wow.
So once that did not work, because what they did is they filed what's called a foreclosure suit, where they're actually going for the money because they know there's assets there to go after. When that didn't work, he's actually now listed the property. So mind you, paid $3.5 million for, currently listed for $1.5 million.
Wow.
So we're talking over a half price haircut there on that thing. And this place is unreal, though. It is 22,000 square feet, private lake, fully fenced, just an amazing property. When you look at the pictures of this thing, 22,000 square feet. I mean, literally, it's actually, I mean, not you know, if you're looking at it this way, it ain't a bad deal right now when you look at what you're getting there.
Oh, yeah.
For the $1.5 million. And that's list price, folks. I could go in there and probably shave another couple hundred thousand off of that for you.
Well, I understand. Absolutely. Most of his money's been chewed up over the years with legal fees.
So that is our local celebrity news there. So,
wow.
But back to local news here and what's going on right here in our area. One of the topics that I really wanted to cover today and what we're kind of looking at is where have we been this year and where, as we kind of wrap up here, and where do we see things going? And that's huge. That's weighing on people's minds right now. I know that because in the last like 3 weeks, the same question has really been coming up a lot. And that's like everybody that we're going out to, they're like, Lance, we need to sell. We've got, you know, we've got moves scheduled coming up, and we're looking at that February, March, April time frame. But mm-hmm. is it a good time to list our house right now? Can, you know, can we list it and get it sold? So that's one of the things, since I'm getting that question every day and people calling in, I thought we'd talk a little bit about that today, kind of in that aspect of where we've been and what's going on. So what's happening right now is we've seen above 300,000 take a little hit. We talked about that last week. We talked about that market segment slowing down a little bit, and we kind of went over a little bit what happened there. Why is that going on? As everybody knows, they've heard about it, they've read about it in the news, they've seen it. You know, we've had kind of the Hanford scare kind of the last couple months as people, there were layoffs and people in the, some of those high earning jobs, not sure so much as if can they buy or should they buy, but, you know, would they be a part of that? So there was a lot of people that confidence wise stepped back from some of those larger purchases. We really saw that reflected in the higher dollar homes, 300,000 and up.
Mm-hmm.
However, everything down below still moving pretty well. It's interesting because we have to look in context of the numbers of what's in those numbers. So this really, in the last 3 years, this is the first year that we've had a full year where we didn't have a naturally inflated tax credit. Because if you remember back, we talked on the show a lot about, you know, a lot about 910, the $8,000 first-time home buyer tax credit. Mm-hmm. We saw those numbers unnaturally inflate the market because there were so many people where you added that other $8,000 and the low interest rates into. That really pushed a lot of people into homes sooner than we might have seen. So when you look back at the numbers, you look year-to-date, where are we going to end up at? Well, we're going to end up more than likely just right below 3,000 sales in our market. 2,852 is roughly what I think as we finish out the last couple weeks here. How that relates to it is that's about a 14% decline in the total number of sales. The year before, 2010, we had 3,281, and then in 2009, we had 3,355. But remember, both those years had a lot of tax credit sales in there.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at that, we also look at, okay, what's happened pricing-wise and where are we at? And we've stayed very stable with pricing. And so really what I'm looking at is what we've kind of gone back to is kind of an equilibrium in the market. I really think looking forward to next year, we've settled back into a pace that is really comfortable for this area. And with what we have going right now, we've settled back to where I think equilibrium is. So I think you'll see next year, moving into next year, a lot of the same that we have right now. It doesn't look like we're going to go out and break any records, mm-hmm. But the pace we're going at right now is maintaining very steady.
Well, steady is often better than boom, because what happens after boom?
Exactly. And so that's really what keeps our market so attractive and really keeps a lot of people coming this way. So it's interesting, too, because the other thing we look at is people are always like, you know, you got to list in the summer and that's when the house looks the best. And there's a lot of those factors that do help. But one of the things that you've also got to look at, and we talk about sometimes on the show, is something called absorption rate. And what that tells you a little bit about is how fast are the homes selling based upon what's on the market. And I think you'll be a little bit surprised about absorption rate. We're going to talk more about that formula and how we use it after our break. But before we go to break, in the Christmas spirit and what's happening, Christmas is happy for a lot of reasons, but our insurance guy is going to tell us how to make sure we stay happy through the holidays. So before we go to break, Chad, welcome. Talk to us about insurance. What do we need to know?
Thanks, Lance. Well, like you said, Christmas is upon us. And one of the things that I talk to people about is making sure the Grinch doesn't steal your Christmas.
nice. Yeah. Okay, good.
We do see a large amount of burglary claims this time of year at State Farm. And, you know, there's ways, things that we can do as homeowners to mitigate that and to make sure that we're, you know, doing our part to make sure that, desperate people aren't taking advantage of us.
Right.
There's a couple steps I'll go over that are just real, real simple, but they make sense. One of the things is keeping your check-ins to a minimum. So I'm talking about Facebook. When you're announcing where you're at, that can make you a target. So if you're going to be gone for the whole holiday, probably not a good idea, unless your Facebook profile is completely private, to announce that you're going to be gone for 3 weeks and that everything you own is up for grabs. And when you're out shopping, shopping at high-end stores and you check in that you just bought a $3,000 TV, oh, great, I'm going to come steal it from you now.
Yes.
So some of these habits that we're in our society today aren't the best as far as privacy. So keep those to a minimum if possible. I know it's a new thing to check in everywhere with Foursquare, and it's good, but make sure you take care of yourself. Another one, and this is very, very simple, is lock your doors. 40% of all burglaries are non-invasive, so they didn't have to break anything. They just walked in and stole your stuff. So 40% of burglaries could be conceivably prevented by locking your doors. It's very simple, and it makes sense, but people just don't do it. They get real comfortable in their neighborhood. They get real trusting, and that back door is open. And it's not a good idea, especially this time of year. Mm-hmm. Another key one that happens a lot is the garage door opener in your car that's not in the garage. So you have the truck in the driveway, and for your convenience, you leave the door opener in there. So it's a window breakaway to access to your whole house. So that is a very key one, especially if you're out of town and that's not the car you took. You definitely want to make sure you lock that garage door opener up. Because thieves are looking for an easy way in, they're looking for access, and they're looking for valuable things. If you just make it a little hard on them, they'll move on to someone else or maybe just get deterred. So those are a few of the small things you can do. Real simple, but really smart to take care of ourselves and make sure that Christmas is a good time and not a bad memory for the whole family.
Those have also been covered in numerous press releases from local law enforcement, especially about the Facebook stuff and the locking the doors, because a lot of the thieves that you see this time of year are not quote-unquote professionals.
Yeah.
But like you said, desperate people, and they're going to be looking for the easiest.
Yeah, opportunists.
If it's not easy, they will move on.
Yeah, in fact, I think there was even a news story this week of people that were just actually making sure your packages get inside the house quickly. I think locally there was a news story. Some people were
UPS
just driving around, grabbing UPS. They were just following the UPS truck around on their bike or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now they're in jail.
Yes, they are. So those are good tips and simple stuff. Like, I never thought about what you said with keeping the garage door opener, taking it outside of the car that's just sitting right outside of the house. That's a good one. Along with Facebook, because you don't know how many times you get those Facebook updates. We're gone for a week.
That's why I always put on there that I'm armed and dangerous.
Yeah. Exactly.
Very, very good. Well, those are very good tips. Very good tips, Chad. Chad, what's the best way to get a hold of you if people have any questions about what may or may not be covered with their homeowner's insurance?
Well, you can call us at 509-783-1214, or just walk in our front door. We're right across the street from Olive Garden on Gage Boulevard.
All right, sounds good. Well, thanks for coming in again. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk some lending with Mike Denslow, and we're going to talk about absorption rates in the market and a surprising statistic you want to hear.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been here getting our insurance Keep the Grinch Away tips. And I can totally understand that after taking my kids to Arthur's Christmas last week. There was some toys stolen and stuff. So, good tips there for sure. But now, talking about lending, there's a lot going on in the lending industry. There's been a lot of changes in the last year. So having somebody here to talk to us about that, we have our resident lending expert, Mr. Mike Denslow.
Thanks, Lance. This is Mike Denslow, home mortgage consultant with Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. And I am excited to be the mortgage information provider for the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. It's been an amazing 2011 and another successful year for Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. According to Inside Finance Mortgage Finance Magazine, which I'm sure you get, Lance.
Oh, yeah, it's my right beside my outdoorsman.
We continue to be the number one residential mortgage originator for, I believe it's about 17, 18 years in a row. And we are now, here's a stat for you. We originate now more than one out of every four loans in the country.
So Wells Fargo, one out of every four loans. You drive down the street, if that house has a mortgage on it, 25% chance it's Wells Fargo.
So we are committed to be the industry leader and to help customers as much as possible enjoy the personal and financial benefits of homeownership. And as a responsible leading lender, we work closely with our customers to explain and explore all of their options and help them find the financing that complements their individual budgets and homeownership goals. Wells Fargo has a local presence of more than 2,000 mortgage stores and 6,600 banking stores across the nation. It's an incredible company to work for, and it's just the goal is taking care of the client. I mean, every time we have trainings and different things, it all goes back to the customer experience. So it is a great company to work for, and I encourage anyone to stop in and see me, just like what Chad said. We're right next to the Department of Licensing on Clearwater. You can call me at 736-2621, or you can just pop in and see if we're available. And myself and my assistant are, ready to help people.
And you really need to, you talked about what you said in there was the options, and you really need to, at least I'm a, visual person where I need to sit down with somebody and see what they are. But there are so many different options. Like, you can't just really get it done in a 20-second phone call. The way you could structure the loan or the term, the length, credit scores. I really think it takes an actual stop by and consultation, like you mentioned.
Well, you got to think, I've closed over 200 loans so far this year, and the average person is going to do a loan one every 4 or 5 years. So we are the lending experts. You come in, you sit down, we get the phone calls all the time. What's the rate today? Well, that's a loaded question.
For who? That makes a lot of sense.
I mean, Mike, it's really a matrix of, what's your loan to value?
Right.
So how much do you owe versus how much your home is worth? What's your credit score? Is it a manufactured home? Is it a condo? Is it a townhouse? You're looking at 30-year, 20-year, 15-year, 10-year. I mean, there's so many different options. So, yeah, I recommend, it doesn't cost anything to call up. Like I said, my direct line, 736-2621, doesn't cost anything to call up and say, hey, I owe 100 grand and I think my place is worth 200. My rate's here. You have any recommendations? So,
okay.
Something to think about. And there's no question that mortgage interest rates have been a big point of discussion throughout the last year, and they remain historically low. I mean, we are so spoiled right now. It is, if you're thinking about buying, it's never a better time, interest rate wise. Could be your first home, your fourth home, investment property, second home, whatever it is, give me a call and we can discuss it. And the big thing is, if you're a first-time home buyer, I get a lot of people say, oh, I just didn't know enough to even call. I didn't want to be embarrassed,
Right.
And that it can be a barrier for a lot of people. So I deal with a lot of first-time home buyers. You don't know anything, it's okay.
Right.
You got to start somewhere, and even if it's not the right time to buy, hopefully I can give you the advice to set you up for, okay, in a year or in a year or so, if you have credit issues, if you need to save money, all these different things, doesn't hurt to come in, sit down, talk about it. At least you have a plan.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
So interest rates, again, they've been a really hot topic for 2011. They're really low. And also, the Financial Reform Act passed in July of 2010 and continues to evolve. It's something that Congress is working on. And the main thing of this Financial Reform Act is to ensure home owner clients. So if you're looking to buy a home, continue to receive the best information possible so that they can make an educated real estate loan decision. And that is critical. Everything we're getting these days, all the training we're getting is around full disclosure, making sure everyone has the options. And I do hear a lot that I went to, mortgage company B and they said, here's your option.
Yeah, one
that's
option.
Not options. Hey,
that's not options. So, in fact, I sat down with somebody last night, and we'll talk about this when we come back, but I mean, real life example in the family room talking to the folks this week. I talked to somebody last night, and they had to refinance twice because they got into a product that they didn't understand or weren't fully disclosed had an adjustable rate mortgage on it.
Ooh.
And, you know, that's just here local. We all thought that was just California and that just happened here. But no, that happened here locally. And, you know, if having to refinance for that reason and not to save money on interest rate reasons is a lot different and the added fees, it wasn't a good situation for them. So what you're talking about is trying to prevent situations like that from happening.
The informed decision is the right decision. So, and speaking of information, you know, you need to understand the choices. There's a lot of home buyer guides we have available online, and then we can even print off if you come into the office and explore all of the options. For first time home buyers, custom home, you know, custom builds. You know, you can go to my website, which is www.wfhm.com, which stands for Wells Fargo Home Mortgage.com, /Michael-Denslow. And, or again, you can call me 736-2621. We can point you to it. There's home buyer guides. There's first time home buyer stuff. There's just tons of resources. I mean, Wells Fargo obviously is a very big company of about 275,000 people.
Gobs of information.
They make. There's more than you're going to get tired because there's going to be so much information.
Exactly.
You know, and again, we're talking about purchases, but refinancing, I still get people calling me up saying, well, my rate's 6% and, you know, is it a good idea? And oh my gosh, you know, once we felt like we refinanced everyone, there's still people out there. And again, another barrier. Oh, well, I just don't know.
Right.
I mean, that's still the number one thing is I just don't know if it's a good idea. I like to run, you know, an analysis of costs. You know, if it's going to cost you this much to do it, how much is it going to save you, and how long does that take?
Gotcha.
And if you tell me, oh, I'm going to be in my house at least 5 years, okay, I can run a break-even analysis and say, well, if you did this now and it costs this much, you're going to save this much, you're going to owe this much after, you know, after 5 years. So anything longer than that, you're going to be saving this much.
So you can say starting at month 14, you're going to be
right
in the black and making money.
Exactly. So,
okay.
You know, we got to look at, you know, is reducing the monthly payment the best option? Is eliminating PMI? Maybe you bought the house and you didn't put 20% down, so you have PMI, you know, private mortgage insurance. That's, you know, the government's way of saying, hey, you know, you didn't put enough down, so we're going to hit you with this fee. Maybe it's time to refinance and get that off of there. Or maybe you're looking to, you know, get a home equity line and, you know, want to redo your kitchen starting the spring and, you know, or add some landscaping, something like that. I mean, there's just, you know, the big thing with me is if you've got a 30 and you've paid on it for 6 or 7 years and you've got an interest rate in the mid fives, maybe dropping down to a 15 and not seeing your payment hardly change and chopping off, you know, seven or eight extra years. That happens all the time, too. So the possibilities are many. It's important, again, to start off by just calling in. Give me a call, 736-2621. Come into the office. You know, we'll set up a time. I'll tell you what to bring in. And we can just go over options. You know, I'm excited to be part of the show. This is a great forum for letting people know, you know, some of the basics. And next week we're going to be talking about, you know, the goals of 2012. This has been kind of a recap of 2011. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank. Equal housing lender, and we love being a part of the show, Lance.
There you go. Well, thanks for coming in and giving us that information. There's so many of those things that you don't think about on a daily basis. And as part of the kind of the show, where are we going and what can we expect? One of the things that I really wanted to break down for some people, and I call this, and I'm sure the economics teachers will be calling me and telling me how wrong it is, but this is the Lance Kenmore economics of interest rates. Okay, and so the way somebody explained it, the best way that somebody explained it to me, and that's hard for people to understand, is how great we have it right now, because we've had a good housing market in our area, and at the same time, we've had super, super, duper crazy low rates.
Ridiculous.
If I can say that, ridiculous rates. Well, what happens, and people don't think about this, this is a lot of times what happens is when the economy starts to improve, the stock market is going to start to improve with that also as companies do better. What happens then is a large amount of money moves to the stock market. That means less money is in the forum for borrowing that people are lending out. Mm-hmm. So then to entice that money to come back to lending, they're going to have to raise rates. And so what happens is the economy's getting better, everybody's doing better, but in turn, to get money for mortgages and that type of stuff, you're going to end up paying more. So right now we're in this weird equilibrium where we have the best of both worlds because we're like one of the only places that has a good housing market other than the oil boom towns, you know, right now, that we have a great housing market with super low rates. And so we're really kind of taking the advantage, best of both worlds. Another thing that I expect to happen, and this is just a prediction, this is not taken from anybody, this is from reading numerous articles and stuff that's happening, is I fully expect next year at some point there is going to have to be a major bailout of FHA. You know, what's happening with the markets and default rates on a national level still going on, there is going to be, we are not out of the blue, there is going to be some trouble for those lending institutions coming up and where you can get loans. I don't know exactly what that's going to look like or what that's going to be, but from everything I read, I feel that that's coming. And ultimately what that's going to mean on a macro scale is it's going to mean higher down payments. It's going to mean higher down payments. It's going to be a little more difficult for some time to get some of that money. So right now, best of both worlds, low interest rates, money availability, and we're trucking along, working the best we can in this system. So those are just a couple things that I see happening, what I see where things are going. There's going to be plenty of ways to deal with it, but I'm expecting that stuff to happen, and so that's kind of what we're on the forefront looking out for. Let's wrap up with a couple more insurance tips, a little bit more. Chad, what do we need to know? What do we need to think about? And why should we talk to you before the end of the year?
Well, like we said, we're keeping the Grinch at bay. One thing we didn't mention earlier, as we're out Christmas shopping and we get those presents for our loved ones, get them out of the car immediately because they're not covered under your auto policy. So get them locked away, secured in your home. You know, like we talked about opportunity, you know, we all have windows. Get them out of the car so thieves can't see them. The trunk is not safe either because you can open the trunk from inside the car. So people forget that. Like, oh, I'll lock it in the trunk.
Recent police reports.
I can pop open any trunk from inside the car now thanks to modern technology. It used to be a separate holding, but it's not anymore. So, keep your privacy on Facebook so criminals don't know where you're at. Keep your home secured. Lock the doors. Make it hard to get in, and we will have a fun Christmas. And when you decide that it's time to recoup those credit card charges and make sure you're getting the best deal possible on your insurance, you need to give Chad Ward at State Farm a call at 783-1214. Mm-hmm. We can make sure you're properly covered and getting the best deal possible.
Okay, and I will be monitoring everybody's Facebook page next week, and I expect it to say, I'm at home, wink, wink. So everybody, thanks again. Mike, thanks for coming in. Chad, thanks for coming in. You guys, just enjoy your week. Get all that last-minute shopping done that has not been done yet. And we will see everybody back next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.